This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. This week, WUWM, along with Milwaukee Public Television, launched a six-month exploration of why Wisconsin imprisons more black men than any other state. In many cases, the men who are incarcerated are repeat offenders. According to a 2012 study, nearly a third of those released from prison end up behind bars again after just 3 years. WUWM's Latoya Dennis caught up with a young man working with a group called Project Return to get his life on track and also hit the streets in one of the worst zip codes in Milwaukee when it comes to the number of black men in prison from the area. The goal was to find out about life after prison, the challenges ex-offenders face, and why some people reoffend.
My first and last name's Larry Jackson.
All right, Larry, how old are you?
57. But I've been doing time since I was a child.
How old were you in your first prison stint?
9 years old.
So you went to a juvenile facility at nine?
As a juvenile. What
did you do?
Just totally uncontrollable, running the streets, acting stupid.
You know? Why?
That beats me. If I knew, I wouldn't have been doing it.
Well, you may know now, though.
I've always been a hustler all my life. You know, I'd go clean people's garages, clean their basements, I'll rake their grass, cut their grass, all kinds of things to get them to make money. I used to go to grocery stores and carry women's groceries out to the car for them and put them in the car for them and stuff like that. You know, for me to go out there and eventually turn to crime, it was just knowing too much, being out there too much, getting caught up with the wrong people, I'd like to think, you know.
So how many times have you either been in a juvenile facility or jail or prison? Any idea?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
How much time would you say you've spent there?
Probably around a good 20 years of my life.
A good 20. Last time?
I got out in 03.
And haven't been back?
No.
That's a long time.
For me? Shoot, I'd be lucky to stay out a year when I get out.
So what changed?
Me? I finally made up my mind that I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
And why did you make that decision, though, when so many people continue with that cycle?
I just said that this ain't for me. I've given them enough of my life, and I've done that. I've given them enough of my life. I've wasted enough of my life, you know. And I'm no dumb man by a long shot. I got a college education. You know, I have an associate's degree. I have an automotive servicing degree from MATC. You know what I'm saying? I got education I have.
Were these degrees that you got while in prison?
While incarcerated. Yeah. While incarcerated. I didn't just waste the time. The time wasn't totally wasted. I got my GED in jail. I went to college behind walls at UWGB. I took up lithography. I'm a printer by trade. I can run 7 presses, maintenance every press I run. But I couldn't find a job as a out here with what I learned in jail. As soon as they look at my prison record or my record, they turn me around. I was fortunate enough to know what I know, where I can get out here and do things. I make more money from word of mouth from working for people because I do good work, you know, and I'm dependable.
So the problem was when you got out, you couldn't find a job.
You can't do nothing when you get out.
Did you want a job?
Yes, I've been all over the place looking for jobs. If I don't go through a temp service making $6-7 an hour, I can't work. You know, well, you can't go to a factory no more and say, well, can I fill out an application and tell them your skills and get paid for what you know? They don't do that no more.
And what about the services that are there to help people find jobs when they get out of prison or to help people make that transition?
I have yet to see them. I have seen none of them. Even these pre-release centers they got out here, the pre-release centers, you know, they got people, they got work release coordinators at these pre-release centers. You know what I'm saying? If you get a job, it ain't going to be about nothing. It ain't going to be about nothing. It's going to be, what, $6-7, $8 an hour? How you going to live off that? You know, I'm blessed that I know what I know, and I can get out here and make my money out here in these streets. I'm not saying that to earn any jobs here. As a matter of fact, I went to the Fatherhood Summit for driver's license recovery.
Do you have a license?
No, I do not. You know.
You're driving.
Yes. Yes, I am. You know. And how else are you going to make your money? You can't make no money. It's a chance you got to take. It's a chance you got to take. How am I going to move my tools? How can I get from one job to another?
So let me ask you this. Why don't you have a driver's license?
I lost my license in 83, and I kept driving, and I've been caught operating after suspension, and every time I get caught, here goes some more time. The extension gets longer and longer and longer. You know what I'm saying? The suspensions and revocations just keep getting longer and longer and longer. And now I'm going back. I go back to court again for operating after revocation next month. I am eligible to get my license. But now at 50, I caught a OWI. That's been hanging over me for 7 years now. So he told me I got to go to Impact. I paid it once. They said I didn't satisfy the program. So that now I got to pay another $265 to Impact. Then I got to turn around and pay a reinstatement fee. Then I got to take the written and the road test.
So what happens, though, if you get stopped again and you get another ticket and you don't have a license?
That's a chance you got to take to get this money. That's a chance I have to take. You know, it's just out here like that. You know, it's just a chance I have to take right now because the money isn't that great that I can just go drop $500, $600 to get my license back. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I got about $1,000 worth of tickets that need to be paid. You know what I'm saying? There's no help out there for that.
Tell me your first and last name.
Robert Boston.
And Robert, how old are you?
44.
You just got out of prison?
Yes, I'm doing 14 and a half years.
Why? Why were you there?
Gun case.
Now, was this your first time in prison?
No, it was my fifth time.
So how much time, how many years would you say that you spent there?
All together? Mm-hmm. Ooh, about 20.
What are you doing now?
Well, I was just working, but then, you know, I got sick and they fired me. Why, I don't know. And now I'm back out here looking for a job.
What type of work were you doing?
Carpentry, drywall, and electrician, and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to find a job?
I got out December. I got my job. I started June. Okay. About 6 months.
At what age did you first go to prison?
Ooh, 19, 20.
Yeah. And what was that for?
Possession of a controlled substance.
Why do you think you went down the path that you did?
My environment. Hey, what's up, man? You next. Come on. You. You. Huh? Yeah, it used to be real rough over here. It didn't mellow out. It used to be a bad neighborhood over here.
You grew up over here?
Yeah. I've been over here since 74.
Where did you live?
Right around the corner around here on 8th and Ring, between 8th and 9th and Ring.
Still there?
I mean, Concordia. No, our house been tore down. I done moved, but I just come back every day.
Did you graduate high school?
No, I got GED. Got that, yeah, while I was locked up.
What made you get out this time and say, hey, this is going to be different. I'm not going back.
I'm tired of doing time. I'm trying to stay out. You know, I got grandbabies and stuff now. My daughters and had kids and stuff, you know.
So you're looking for a job now. What type of work are you looking for?
Basically the same thing or food service. I got a food service certificate while I was locked up.
Do you think there's enough help out there for guys like you who get out and say, hey, I want to do the right thing?
It all depends on where you go. Certain places help you, certain places don't give you no help at all.
So what are the places that helped you?
Since I've been out, workforce down here on Capitol and Richards. And I got hired through the temp service for about 2 weeks. I worked through the temp service before I got my job when I first got out.
So what do you think you need? What sort of help do you need getting a job?
Basically, no. I can go get me a job tomorrow if I really wanted one.
So why haven't you done that?
I'm just acting lazy right now. I can go get hired in the food service industry because I cook.
Yeah. So you say you're being lazy. Why is that?
I don't know, because I worked all summer, and then, like I told you, I got sick for a couple of days, got my doctor's excuse saying why I was sick, and they fired me, so I'm feeling some kind of way right now.
Yeah. So how do you get money? How do you pay your bills?
Oh, I don't hustle. If that's
what you're that's not what I'm asking you. My question is for real. It's not insinuating, hey, you do this. It's a real question.
How do I pay bills?
Yeah, how do you?
Well, no, I don't. I live with somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when do you think you're going to go get that job then?
Probably next month.
You're going to wait that long? Why?
I'm just having me a little vacation time. You know, I just did 14 and a half years, so I'm going to, you know, chill out a little bit, then I'm going to go back to work.
I am just going to start by having you tell me your first name and your last name.
Deontay Tate, 22.
How many times have you been in prison?
Once. 2.5 years.
Why did you go?
Armed robbery.
How old were you when you committed that robbery?
I was 18.
Why'd you do it?
Things were going pretty bad for me at that time, and I had to survive.
And when you say things are going pretty bad, talk to me a little bit about what you mean.
Well, first and foremost, my auntie had just died. You know, that took a lot out of me. I was really close with my auntie. You know, we were very close. I was extremely close with her daughter. And I guess when she died, part of me went with her.
When you say you did it to survive, what do you mean?
Basically, financial issues, stuff like that.
When you got out, what'd you do?
I was referred to an organization by the name of Project Return from my pastor at church, which is on 18th and Locust. She told me to come down here and see them.
Have you been able to find a job through them?
Actually, yes. When I was released in 2012, I started working for a company called MCSC, which is Milwaukee Community Service Corps, landscaping, stuff like that, construction, you know, pretty much, I took care of Hillside Apartments, basically.
But you no longer work for them?
No, I don't.
Why is that?
I was incarcerated again.
Why?
A couple dirty UAs, you know, stuff like that.
What is that?
Urinalysis. I was just locked up for about 6 months.
So now what are you doing?
On the road back to employment in school. I mean, I've been accepted into UWM, and I plan on going there in January for the spring semester.
What do you want to study?
Computer simulation and gaming as my major, and for my minor, I was going into photography and film.
How'd you pick your major and your minor?
I like cameras. I like taking pictures and stuff like that, film and stuff. And my major, I'm what you could call a gamer. You know, I have damn near every system that ever came out.
What is life like when you get out of prison? What do you go back to? What do you have? How do you even, you know, begin to get back in the rhythm of anything?
Got to think before what you do. So I basically, I had a game plan already before I was released, and I'm just following up on it, taking step by step to reach my goal. My goal is to get a 4-year degree in computer simulation and gaming, as well as associate's degree in photography and film.
So it was your second release. I'm sure you're saying I'm not going back.
No, hell no. Never.
You sound adamant about that.
I mean, when you're locked in a 10x6 cell, roughly 23 hours a day, it gets to be a little wearing.
But what's the difference between the first and the second time? I mean, what's changed with you?
The first time I had what some would call a reprobative mind. You know, I really didn't care. You know, I was going to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I had a major attitude problem, which I'm always working on to make better. The second time, I'm tired. I'm tired of giving these people time out of my life.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Designing my own video games, working, being my own boss, hiring other people, giving other ex-felons jobs so that they can work and support their families.
Why is that important to you?
I mean, because upon release, we're entering into a society that's designed for us to fail.
How?
The rules. Say I have a job. I'm not able to walk around with more than $100 in my pocket when I worked hard for this money. I sweated. I worked, wearing and tearing on my muscles and my body, for a paycheck that I'm not allowed to walk around with. I mean, I understand the no drugs and alcohol, because that's what gets certain people or most people into crimes or doing crimes or committing crimes. But as for me not being able to walk around with the money that I've earned, I think it's...
Larry Jackson and Robert Boston and Deontay Tate have all vowed never to return to prison. They spoke with Latoya Dennis as part of our Project Milwaukee series, Black Men in Prison. You'll find more on our collaboration with Milwaukee Public Television on WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee. A quick break now, but keep listening. Rob Zerban hopes to do his close race with Paul Ryan last year one better with a rematch in 2014. We'll meet him when Lake Effect returns on WUWM. Thank you.